Bad Moms of Comedy is coming to the Orpheum this Saturday. The woman who started it all is joining us via phone this morning. Orly KG founded Bad Moms of Comedy back in 2022. It's grown into a touring show with more than 80 mom and female comics seen on NBC's Kelly Clarkson show. So, Orly, welcome to Galesburg's Morning News. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning. You guys have been up for like 6 hours. I've been up for 3 minutes because this is not my time of day. But hello. I'm very excited to be performing at night in Galesburg on Saturday.
Yeah. What time is it? Where are you calling from? What time is it there?
Oh, it's same time as you. It's same stage.
Oh, okay.
The other side. So I'm in Chicago.
Okay. Yeah. It gets early for us, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that was so depressing. You're like, oh, okay. Chicago. Everyone comes to Chicago.
We thought you were some exotic beach location or in the mountains or something.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty hot.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. Doesn't get much more wild than Chicago. But, Orly, before we really jump into it, for Saturday night, let's go ahead and set the expectations for the show at the Orpheum. It's R-rated. What should folks know about what they're walking into?
Yes, thank you for saying R-rated. Yes, mature. Like, yes, please. 18 and over, actually. Listen, we're moms, but we're not cheesy. We're not dorky. We are saying the real stuff. So, yes, please do not bring your children unless you don't want them to have children. What can I tell you? So I know you mentioned before that we have over 80 comics around the country that we utilize. All 80 of us will not be on Saturday. You will get home in a reasonable time. There are going to be four of us. We have an insane lineup. It's so good. We have Mo Good, who just finished taping her hour at Zany's, and she just spent a whole week with Dave Chappelle. So she's amazing. We have Leslie Mitchell, who is fantastic, and she has won several contests, and Lindsay Porter and me, and we are going to have so much fun. Oh, and this is something, I should really put this as a warning. Just because it's all women on stage does not mean men are not invited. You totally can come, and you will not grow ovaries. I promise.
So how does a mom of two end up on stage doing stand-up? What got you into comedy in the first place?
Well, technically, I'm a mother of three because I have a husband. but yes, what got me on stage? Gosh, you guys sound young. How old are you?
Well, I'm 41.
Yeah, I'm 62. So,
okay, 62. Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
I got two, Orly.
Okay, but yeah, but they're young. They still
They're very young.
Yes, when you're 41, they're late. You're still Google. I am now AOL dial-up to my kids. Okay. but no, seriously, anybody who has kids that are teenagers knows that something happens overnight and they suddenly don't need you anymore. And you have so much time for yourself. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do something. And it was either that or a tap dance class. And I'm really glad I chose comedy. And I just fell in love with it. And what I really was surprised about was every time I went to an open mic after that to work on new jokes was I didn't see anybody my age. And I thought, wait, I have a whole lot of friends my age. Where are all the audience members that are my age? And that's how I came up with Bad Moms of Comedy, because I thought, well, I know we want something to do, so let's do it. And it just took off.
I'm kind of interested. Are comedians always on? Like when you're going to the store or wherever, you see somebody, you know, are you always on?
Yes. My husband wished he could turn it off so badly. No, not everybody. It's so funny because when they go up on stage, it looks so easy to do comedy, right? And he's like, oh, everybody who looks at a comedian is like, oh, I can do comedy. It's really hard. So all of these people are very different behind the scenes. They just happen to have an hour of incredible material. But I travel with these women, and the conversations I have or the lack of conversations I have always surprises me because everybody's different.
And Orly, what did you do before you started doing comedy?
Oh, let's see. Like which life? Like 1900s life or like recently?
Whatever you want to reveal.
After college, I became a TV news reporter, so I do understand your hours because I was a morning TV news reporter. Oh, my Lord. So early. And then I started I went into public relations, and then I owned a public relations firm for 15 years. So I'm actually a businesswoman slash communicator, so it made sense that I went into stand-up comedy, even though it was not on my radar whatsoever. But yeah, so I'm so used to talking in front of people, and I really like making people laugh. Because if you can make somebody laugh, oh man, that's like the best feeling in the world.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, we are here at Galesburg's Morning News. Orly KG, founder of Bad Moms of Comedy, their show coming to the Orpheum Theater, coming up on Saturday night. And so now, Orly, you know, you've been doing it for a few years now. Have you? What has comedy taught you? And, you know, has it taught you anything about how moms and women can support each other better, things like that?
Oh, I love that. So comedy is, so this is a really interesting business, so many ways. And again, I've been in several different industries, but with Bad Moms of Comedy, I'm doing this weird concept where we're coming together as a team. And usually comedy is a single person sport. And so when I get all of these women together, they always say to me in the green room, they're like, this is so different than our regular stand-up show. Cause we're all just like chatting about life and kids and getting along and getting each other like a drink. And it's just something that happens when all women get into a room. It becomes a little more communal, especially because I'm like, hey, no drama allowed. But they don't bring it. So it's just awesome. I love it.
You mentioned that you have
part about the shows is being backstage, actually. Like, can I just not be on stage? Can they just put me in the back, get us a glass of Pinot Grigio and just leave me alone? That would be great. That would be the best Saturday.
You mentioned that you have material prepared. How much of it is prepared and how much is it on the fly?
Oh, I would say like 90% prepared, 10% off the fly. It really just depends on the audience. You know, what are they feeling for? And it depends. Like, we have no idea when we ask somebody in the front row. Like, I always ask, how many kids do you have? I have no idea what's going to come out of their mouth, right? And it could be zero, it could be 10. So it depending on that answer, there's a riff right there, right? I mean, it is Galesburg. Is there anything else to do but have kids? So let's face this. I'm going to get a lot of people there that really need that night off. Like, come on, let's have fun.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a mom's night out. And like you said, a dad's night out as well. It's good. It basically anybody 18 and older. Yeah.
Anybody. Exactly. If you know a mom, you are a mom. If you have a mom, you're going to laugh. Women have been laughing to male comics for decades. It's okay, men. You can laugh with us too. It's all good.
And at one point during the show, you, Lindsay, Leslie, Mo, you guys all go out on the stage together?
We do at the end. We all do a bow together. Bad Moms of Comedy. I really do believe in this concept of women supporting women. It's just, that's not what the show is about. The show is about making people laugh. But there is an undertone of, let's lift each other up.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard. It's so hard to be a mom. It's so hard to be a working mom. It's so hard to be a mom who travels. Like, let's not make it harder on women. Let's just forgive them and let's have a good time.
How often do you kind of switch up the lineup with some of the
every show?
Oh, okay.
Now, I will say for this particular show in Galesburg is we're coming off a mini Iowa tour. So all of us are on the same show for, you're our fourth stop.
Fifth okay.
stop? I can't count this morning. I'm sorry.
Where do you say you get your material at?
Oh, please. If you are a husband, oh, husbands are the best. You guys can't even stop giving us material. It's like, how did you survive this long? I am so surprised. No, I'm kidding. I love my husband. He's my bestie. He's so much fun. But he's also the funniest person I've ever met in my life. So we get along really well, and he approves all the jokes I say about him.
Well, that's good.
And I think it's just time. Like, you're 41 and the other one is 60. You guys know so much more today than you did 20 years ago, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I hope so.
Can you imagine writing comedy about that? I am so glad I went into comedy in my 40s because I feel like I had so much life and experience behind me that I could come up with so much more things And I think it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like my Snapchat videos have gotten 10 times better now that I have little people to make fun of. And so they get much more views.
This is the biggest age difference we have discussed today. Okay, he is on Snapchat. His kids are on Snapchat. Oh, my God. You're 40. Don't be on Snapchat.
I don't get why.
Go on Facebook Marketplace like the rest of us and stop it.
Text like all the other dads, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Well, we're here with Orly Cagey, Bad Moms of Comedy show, coming up on Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater here in downtown Galesburg. And so, Orly, you know, every comic has people they looked up to before they ever got on stage. You know, who were some of your comedy influences? Was there a dream duo, somebody that you'd love to be on stage with someday or share the stage with?
I would love to have met Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers, just because they did something in a time when no women were doing it, or at least not allowed to do it. And I think that what they did was completely paved the way for any woman who is on stage. Carol Burnett, all of those women, they went through a lot to just make people laugh. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
So I would love to have met them and thank them. I would say one of my biggest influences is my mom, and I miss her. She was the funniest, smartest lady in the room, and if you didn't say that, she was not going to be friends with you. And she was just fabulous, and she just taught me that women can, that it doesn't matter that we're a woman. We're smart, we're interesting, we're funny. Don't hold back. Never say I'm sorry when you're not sorry. Like, she was a pistol, man. I miss her.
So,
God, I made this so depressing. Like, why are you talking about my dead mom? She gave me my tickets for Galesburg. That was horrible. Yes, these my tickets on Saturday. I'm very sad, but I will not be sad on Saturday at Bad Moms of Comedy. Oh, my God, what did I just do?
You know, you're touring all kind of rooms. What's your favorite type of venue to perform in, and what are you expecting from the historic theater in like the Orpheum this weekend?
First of all, gorge, right? Oh my God, what a theater. I'm like, geez, she looks better than I do. She's way older. Oh gosh, I don't know. It's not about the room. It's about the audience and about the vibe, right? If everybody comes in and they want to have a good time and they're not too drunk that they don't like yell at us on the stage, but they're just having a good time, that is the best. I love lightning in a bottle when all of these people get together. And that's the coolest thing about Bad Moms of Comedy show is I look in the audience and I'm like, I don't think these groups of people would ever have been together any other day. And yet here they are laughing and having a good time. And I'm like, that is so cool. Don't we have more in common than less in common, America? Let's go. Let's do it.
Are audiences different in different, you know, regions of the country?
Oh yeah. I mean, no offense, Galesburg, but Chicago, oh my gosh, the millennials here are, they take over. And they're very, 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 very woke. And so sometimes when we travel outside of Chicago, we have to remember that not everybody is as much of a social justice warrior, and we have to like tone it down a little bit. I think big city also attracts more people who quote unquote date a lot. And so there's a lot of that in the audience. And usually when we travel, and especially on a weekend, it's more of like a date night. So it just depends. But it's really cool because we learn something from every venue that we go to. Right. So even a joke that's conservative or a joke that's racy, it works in both settings. That's what I love. It's like, I don't care if you're going to come there with you. I have seen a lot of women with crosses on their chest laugh at our jokes. So I'm like, girl, yes. Like, let's have some fun. It's okay. He likes our stuff, too. It's all good. It's all good. We're bringing people together.
Sometimes the wokeness, I blame Snapchat. But that's just...
Oh, my gosh. Get off Snapchat. Go mow a lawn. Why are you not a progressive commercial?
Well, how am I going to take a video of me mowing without the Snapchat?
All right. If you're going to be there on Saturday, I'm taking your phone.
Okay. All right. You'll have to get it from my wife. But yeah. Well, Orly, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else?
No.
Anything else people need to know about Saturday's show or your tour in general?
Yeah, there's not a lot of tickets left for Saturday. I just checked last night. I was like, oh my gosh, there's like these random little poppy seats. So please get your tickets now because it will be sold out by the time we come back and or by the time we show up. And my question for you is, where do I have lunch?
Oh, that's
I need to know what is the quintessential Galesburg lunch. I know there's a pancake place that I'm supposed to go to.
Oh yeah, Judy's Pancakes.
Andrew, he'll take you to Judy's. He's got a whole list of the hot spots.
I'm sure the Landmark will be on the list.
But yeah,
okay.
There's three or four.
Email me after this, or I don't know how us old people send smoke signals and let me know where to go.
Tyler will snap you. So
there you go. So, but thank you guys so much. Have an awesome day, and I hope I see you on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely, Orly. Thank you very much. Saturday, July 11th, 7:30 p.m., the Orpheum Theater here in Galesburg. Tickets available, galesburgorpheum.org. You can call the box office at 309-342-2299.